previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The end of the 3-6% inflation target set by South Africa's Reserve Bank is nigh. Fitch Ratings is expecting Treasury to endorse a single point target of 3%, with the announcement to be made during Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's medium-term budget policy statement on 12 November. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyago said in July that policymakers were aiming for an inflation anchor at the bottom of the 3-6% target band. With a yield on our 10-year bond at 8.9% and the rand up 4.5% on the dollar since July, Fitch reckons the time is ripe for that 3% target. Swiss bottling giant Coca-Cola HBC will buy a majority in Coca-Cola Beverages Africa for 45 billion rand and list on the JSE. It's purchasing 75% of the bottler from the Coca-Cola company and the Gucci family to create the second largest Coke bottler by volume globally. The Swiss company says it wants to create growth opportunities and is not in the business of job cuts. Coca-Cola HBC operates in 29 countries on three continents, and this purchase will add 14 African countries to its portfolio. A sharp drop in commodity prices saw the miners take a big hit on the JSE, sending the all share down 2.1% to 108,902 and the top 40 down 2.3% to 101,624. Volatility on Wall Street saw it end the session mixed, with the Dow up 0.5%, the S&P 500 flat and the Nasdaq down 0.1%. London's FTSE was up 0.25%. Asian markets in the red this morning, with Tokyo down 0.5%, Hong Kong down 0.33%, and Sydney down 0.8%. Dollar strength affecting the rand now at 17.36 to the greenback, 23.26 to pound sterling, and 20 rand 19 to the euro, down to 116.09 to the dollar. Gold softer at $4,139, as is platinum at $1,536, Bitcoin at $108,000, and a barrel of Brent crude, $62.44.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.